Hello.
Hello, my name is Janaya, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Speaking.
How may I assist you?
Yes, I had just filed a claim.
You just filed a claim or you need to file a claim?
I need to file a claim.
May I have your Social Security number?
420-155524.
Could you verify your first and last name for me?
Jennifer Burgess.
Your date of birth?
March 23rd, 1982.
Your mother's maiden name?
Melton.
That's her last name at birth? And your driver's license number?
Oh, crap. I don't got it on me right this second. It's in the car. No, don't.
And how do you spell your mother's maiden name?
Melton is M.
Elton.
Yes.
Okay, so I have to verify that driver's license number. So would you
I'm going to the car now.
okay.
Okay, it is 107-26554.
Okay. What was your last employer?
The Birmingham Race Course.
Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 20 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Sometimes reading.
Okay. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
Has my what?
Has your name
Oh.
changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number?
Area code 205-937-0755.
And were your driver's license issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
May I have your race?
White.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
10th.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes.
May I have your residential address?
2300 Fifth Avenue North, apartment 409, Birmingham, Alabama, 35203.
Okay, you said that a little too fast.
2300 Fifth Avenue North, apartment 409, Birmingham, Alabama, 35203.
Okay, so 2300 Fifth Avenue North, apartment 409, Birmingham, Alabama, 35203.
Yes.
And would that also be your mailing address as well?
Yes.
And when you're working, what is your occupation?
Unemployed because I'm not working right now.
No, what do you usually do when you work?
Oh, the last time I worked was the Birmingham Race Course, and I was a teller putting in bids.
You was a what?
A teller.
Teller?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you looking for work in that occupation?
No.
What type of work are you looking for?
Whatever I can find.
Do you work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts and accept full-time work?
No.
And what is the reason?
I only could do mornings. And I'm not able to stand and for that long a period of time.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, not really. I'm not able to stand for real.
And what is the reason for that? You say you're not able to stand?
I have blood clots in my legs, and it keeps me from standing for a long period of time.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
No more than maybe 4 or 5.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
10.
10.
Yes.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business and do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit, but all my information is up. Oh, hold on.
I'm sorry.
Give me 1 second. Okay, the routing number
No,
is,
what's the name of the bank first so I can make sure that we accept it?
Wood Forest.
Is that an online banking or do they have an actual branch?
An actual bank.
Okay. Okay, now you can go ahead with the routing number.
314-972-8. 5-3.
And the account number?
804-924-5114.
What was your last employer?
Birmingham Race Course.
The Jefferson County Racing.
Yes.
Okay. May I have that employer phone number?
You look at the Birmingham Race Course. I'm looking. Area code 205-838-7500.
And you worked in Birmingham, right?
Yes.
Okay. May I have your employment start date for that job?
It was, what year is it? 24. Are you sworn?
I started at Walmart.
I believe it was 2021 November.
I have to put a date in. I have to put a month, a date, and a year.
Reverently of guessing, I think it was November the 10th of 2021.
Okay. And the last day you worked?
August of, it was August, let's say, purpose of August, August the 3rd of 2023.
And why are you no longer working there?
I got fired.
And what was the reason?
Medical problems.
Okay. Could you give me the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
I don't even remember her name.
Okay. And what was the date that you were informed that you were no longer employed?
August, a reference of guessing, I think it's around August the 3rd of 2023. Of 2022.
So you left in 2022 or 2023?
Was it 21 or 22?
It was 21 because you started. I started with all on what? Nobody used the tempo already. You worried about everything else.
Shouldn't have to be doing this. I ain't never asked for this crap before. Instead of 23, I believe it's 22. I'm sorry.
Cause you were working cause you hadn't been about a year. About
close to a year. No. No, and even a year.
Okay. And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Nothing.
Any party warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Could you verify that all of the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Yes.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Right, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. You have any questions about anything I just read or need me to repeat anything? Hello?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to give you your confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, that confirmation number is 498-061-505. You got it?
Yes.
Okay. And your PIN number is 8899.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
You too.